Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Bridget Quinn, and here are today's top local stories. On this December 8th, it feels like January or February. It is bitter cold again. Let's get live AccuWeather details now from meteorologist Kerry Schwindenhammer.
Yeah, you know, typically this time of year, we should be right around 47 degrees for a high, 36 for a low. But right now, temperatures struggling to get out of the 20s. And when you factor in the wind, it's going to feel like it's in the mid-teens. Temperatures right now, 29 degrees in Central Park, 28 at Teterboro and in the Bronx as well. We're on our way up to a high of 31 that falls about 16 degrees short of where we should be. In fact, that's lower than our normal low temperature for this time of year. We are going to see some chilly weather again tomorrow as well, but temperatures moderate a little bit here on Wednesday and Thursday.
Keep it locked to 1010 Winds for round-the-clock weather updates. New York City has gone 12 calendar days without a homicide. That's from November 25th through December 7th. The NYPD says that ties the record for the longest stretch ever back in 2015. Commissioner Jessica Tisch is thanking the NYPD, saying, right strategy, great execution. However, the streak ended last night. The NYPD is now investigating a murder in the Soundview section of the Bronx. 38-year-old Gregory Stewart was found shot in the head and killed inside a stairwell on Watson Avenue at the Sotomayor houses. A person of interest is now in custody. 69-year-old Deputy Mayor Randy Mastro, who served under both Rudy Giuliani and Eric Adams, is leaving city government.
In Mastro's lengthy resignation letter, he insists he's proud to stand firmly in solidarity with outgoing Mayor Adams.
The mayor and I had been placed on a list by the incoming mayor-elect's transition team of 179 individuals who they planned to replace. So I just wanted the mayor to know that we would both be leaving.
Mastro will stay on until New Year's Eve with parting shots at the mayor-elect.
I had already said publicly I will never work for a socialist, so there wasn't any question that I was not seeking to remain in the administration.
The 69-year-old Mastro was a deputy mayor under Rudy Giuliani as well. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM.
And we have reached out to Mamdani for comment. Adam says of Mastro's departure, "I'm so glad Randy answered my call to return to City Hall." The New York Public Library has just received an early Christmas present. Philanthropists Lynn and Richard Pascolano are donating $50 million to the library's adult education programs. The money will help pay for English as a second language courses, workforce development, digital tech literacy. In March, the Pascolano family gave $50 million to Lincoln Center. A man who pleaded guilty to murdering an Upper East Side deli clerk has now been sentenced to 24 years to life in state prison. Kaiman Cyrus shot 67-year-old Sung Chol Choi while wearing a hazmat suit. He entered Choi's deli on 81st Street on March 3, 2023, and robbed a customer at gunpoint. He then turned his attention to Choi, who refused to hand over any money and was pistol-whipped and shot in the head. Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg says he hopes Choi's family and loved ones can take solace knowing Cyrus has been brought to justice. Former Jets quarterback Mark Sanchez, accused of attacking a delivery truck driver earlier this year, has posted a message of gratitude on social media. This time of year always makes me look around and appreciate what matters, but this one hits different, the former Fox Sports color commentator writes on Instagram. That message was paired with photos of his family, and it comes 2 months after prosecutors in Indiana charged Sanchez with a felony battery charge. Prosecutors allege that Sanchez attacked an older man during a confrontation over parking. A pretrial hearing is set for March. Well, who doesn't love a BLT served in a diner with real character? The Wythe Diner has just been hoisted by crane from its previous location in Williamsburg and moved to a new one at the Brooklyn Navy Yard.
A crane delicately moved the 50-ton diner onto the Steiner studio lot, where Chairman Doug Steiner said it will serve as a set for even more movies and shows.
There are fewer and fewer of them, so it was nice to preserve this one. It's covered in stickers. It's legit. It has much more character than a new diner would have.
With a largely untouched interior featuring a long lunch counter with swivel stools, booth seating, and terrazzo floors. Owner Sandy Stillman cared for it for nearly 30 years and was thrilled to see it saved.
I think it's awesome to keep it preserved, and I cannot describe how meaningful it is to me and important to me.
Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Williamsburg, Brooklyn.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.